Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
You go to your room and, like, you knew, like, one of my parents was going to be in there in a couple minutes.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, it wasn't just like we're doing it on the spot. It was like, go to your room and, like, wait on it. I would go to my room, the speed of light, like, take off my pants, put on like 7 pairs of underwear and then put my pants back on so that it was padded. Yes.
No.
So that I wouldn't So that I wouldn't even feel it as much. And then I'd sit there and I remember, like, Taylor.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one, the only, one of my best friends, Morgan Yates.
Hi!
I'm sure you've seen her on my Instagram if you follow me. She is a influencer. She's a YouTuber. She went to UNC Chapel Hill. Go Tar Heels.
Oh, yes, Taylor.
Yes, I know my basketball. I know my basketball.
You're a sporty girl.
Yeah.
I forget.
Did you study communications or what? Or digital production?
Yeah, so it was under communications. It was video production.
Video production.
Entrepreneurship program.
Cool.
Yeah.
At UNC Chapel Hill. Did you love UNC? I feel like a lot of people aspire to go there.
I loved it, yeah.
Especially it from Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like a school that like people apply to, but most of the time don't get in.
Yeah.
That's like their reach school.
I got you. Yeah, it's harder from out of state for sure, but I loved it.
And you're originally from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like an hour away from there.
Where in North Carolina?
High Point.
Furniture oh, that's right.
Furniture.
Furniture capital. Yeah, that's
right.
Big
things going on in High Point.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I actually have a friend who, shout out, Ronnie. I feel like I've told you about this. He played tennis at UNC.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
When you were there, I think.
Yeah, but ask me if I went to a tennis match. No, I didn't. I never went to a baseball game. Taylor, you would hate me. I did not take advantage.
Like, what about basketball?
I would go to basketball. Because that was because everyone wanted to go to basketball.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. But
and you went
like
to the national
football
championship?
Oh, yeah, girly. We won that.
Yeah.
But even football, like, we got free tickets, and I just, senior year, I didn't go to a single game. I just couldn't bring myself.
I feel like I never hear anything about them.
Oh, well, no.
Playing.
You don't.
Football or, like, being good at it.
No.
Anyway, so, and now you moved out to Los Angeles to kind of pursue this influencer career.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I am 23. Almost 24.
I'm acting like I don't know all this stuff.
I know. This is funny.
Yeah, almost 24, January 25th. Everyone
yes,
mark
Taylor,
your calendars.
Oh
we're
gosh.
Going to catch.
Oh, we were going to catch. So we were talking about my birthday, and
please
I was like,
explain
everyone,
catch.
It's
to
I
us.
Hate, I don't like this because I get embarrassed because it's such an like a overhyped LA place. Except not.
It's
even
not.
Overhyped.
It's not.
It's a LA like hotspot, like cool place where like Instagram girls go to be seen and like famous people go and whatever.
It's where
so it's like you kind of like. Eye roll about it, but it's actually good.
It's
not like
so
a lot of other
good.
Places that are just like the
overhyped
trendy spots. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I may or may not have gone there like a few weekends in a row because I had guests in town.
I may or may not have gone. Okay.
And I may or may not have bonded with one of the waiters. And now every time I go, I get like free everything.
You're regular. Wait, let me preface this a little bit. So first of all, Catch is like, if you're like a normal human being, it's like the place you go to when it's your birthday.
Yeah.
You know, or like it's a big event or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a celebrity, it's like kind of like your Applebee's. Like, that's where you go all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're a celebrity or,
see,
like, a famous person.
That's why I think
person.
I got in with that waiter is because I was there 3 weeks in a row. And by the end of it, he probably thinks I go there and blow money every weekend,
it's,
which is not the case. I didn't go back
he
for
probably
months.
Thinks you're, like, so loaded.
I know.
Like,
and
you
I
have,
like
rich
like,
Beverly
like,
Hills
oh,
parents.
Have you met our manager? And I'm like, no. I'm milking it so hard.
Yeah.
And so now it's great. But I'm, like, slash, just as a person, I love that waiter. He's really
so
funny.
So funny.
I'm hanging out with him. But he definitely thought I'd just go in there blowing money. Like,
it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's also a big Instagram hotspot. Like, first of all, when you walk in, everyone's getting out of, like, Uber Blacks. Like, how dare you ride in an Uber X there? If you ride in an Uber X, get dropped off a block away. No, so you get off, and then you go inside, and what's the person downstairs? Like, what do we call them? Are they hosts?
There's a certain name for that, but, yeah, it's just, like, a host-type person. You have to check in.
They're
they have
yeah.
to, like, let you. They show you up to
yeah,
the
they show you up to the elevator.
So it's not 4 feet away.
And then you go up, and then once you get off the elevator, it's, like, elevator doors are open. You're in this magical, like, adult land. Like, you walk in and there's these like Christmas like lights when it's not Christmas, like
yeah.
there's these gorgeous
it's
lights
so pretty, yeah.
to get a good Instagram or
those
photo
were broken for a while. It really wasn't okay,
yeah and but. Then they have the big anchor because mm-hmm. Catch
yeah, yeah, yeah
and you can get a photo there. Here's the real tea. If you book a reservation at Catch, book it so that you are going to be waiting like an hour to drink before, because that's how they
oh,
normally
yeah. they
do
it on purpose. It's a little like drink sales scam.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, well, wait in the bar area.
Yeah,
we'll
so
get you when you're ready. And
yeah.
it's like, all right, every consistently you wait 30 minutes at least.
Yeah,
so
if you have a reservation at
purpose.
8, you're going to be eating at like, or being
seated
at 8:30
yeah.
or 9.
Yeah.
So, and then let's talk a little bit about the menu. We're going full send on
oh
Catch.
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right.
No, I've never explained. I feel like this stuff is kind of interesting if you like live in the Midwest, like
yeah.
what this is like. I mean, for me, it's still like an experience to go to, and I've been a couple times.
Yeah. I love it.
So the menu, how it kind of works is that they bring out a bunch of small plates.
Yeah, it's all like family style and it's very seafood focused. Yes. But like, but not, I don't know, but they have everything.
They
it's
have like,
it's kind of like a seafood American fusion, but like not.
Yeah.
But it yeah. is, I don't know.
Heavily on seafood. Yeah. yeah. Heavily but seafood
good,
oriented.
But good.
But the best God, sushi, it's so good. The best, I'm not even like that. Like, see, Taylor, exotic of a sushi eater
yeah.
at Catch. Like, give me anything.
Yeah. No, it's so good.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you're more a hype Catch girl than me right now.
I'm really into it. I'm really excited for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how we got on this.
Yeah.
Point being, yeah, I told everyone the other day, I was like, all right, I'm going out of town for a long time, but write down January 25th. It's a Friday. Like, my best friend's coming in town, and we are going to do something.
I just already put it.
And Taylor's like, all right, so we're going to Catch. And I was like, well, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I didn't get that far ahead yet.
I put in my Google.
Wow, we need to make that reservation on Christmas. They open up a month in advance.
Oh, perfect.
Wait, no, I'll just email my guy. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I have it in my Google Calendar. It just says Morgan birthday Catch.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly. But what's your, like, favorite thing they have there?
Everything. I have my go-to.
Yeah.
The Catch roll.
The Catch roll is
fabulous.
The spicy
shrimp things, whatever those are
yes,
called.
Yes. That's great. New for me.
Yeah.
The steak is unbelievable.
Oh, that was bomb.
The filet.
Yeah, the filet was bomb. But it's like shareable, which is just cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't need a whole your filet. Podcast right now.
They
too.
Should.
I don't know why you're.
I should be getting money from Catch right now.
The Brussels sprouts, they're like crispy and like a little lemony, but like honey.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Very good. I'm really a big fan of the sweet potato gnocchi.
Mm,
it's
yeah.
good. The lobster mac and cheese
oh,
is good.
Gosh. Yes, Taylor.
The hit me cake.
The hit
Anyone
me cake.
That like follows any sort of Instagram model has seen on an Instagram story the hit me cake.
It's like a Klondike bar on top of this cake, but it's not frozen, so the inside is just like melted vanilla
so you ice cream. You hit it with mm-hmm. a spoon and then it just melts
everywhere.
Heaven
yeah.
all over.
Wow.
All right, now that we've talked about yeah. Catch for like a long time, we'll move right along. So what is your, tell me a little bit about your YouTube channel and like kind of what you do a day in life as Morgan Yates.
Yeah, so I kind of like my go-to explanation, I guess, is like lifestyle, fashion, whatever. But it's kind of all over the place. I have a second vlog channel as well that I do like day in my life stuff. And right now I'm doing Vlogmas, which is just mm-hmm. a vlog every day for December 1st through 25th. I do some travel-y stuff. When I was in college, I was doing a lot of college advice stuff. So if you're in college, you can still go find that. But I don't really do that anymore. Cause,
what about your...
it's been a while.
What about your a second a day
oh,
video?
Oh, yes. So
I feel like this should be a part
be
of
my
your starter
third
pack.
It really should, yeah. This will be my third year doing a 1 second a day video, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's just I do a 1 second video clip every single day and then compile it at the end of the year and make a cute little video with some sentimental music and people cry and I don't when it's my life. But yeah, I've been doing this. Actually, I even did one my sophomore year of college, but that was for like the academic calendar year.
Yeah.
So a little different, but yeah. Now,
how?
I wouldn't say I like invented that, but like
you
I
did.
Feel like I was one of the first.
No, you did. I'm giving
but
full credit to you.
But now it's so cool because people like make theirs and then tweet it to me and then I'll watch them and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I've cried at someone else's and I'm like, wow, I get it now. Like when you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a fun.
Why? How did you like get that idea? And is it like a pain in the butt to record a second a day or do you feel like you're already doing it?
Well, at this point it's just kind of second nature / I'm going to be honest, there were a couple days I forget to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't use an app or anything because I just don't know like how it looks when you use
yeah.
an app and I don't want to record them on my phone necessarily all the time. Compiling it is very, very interesting because I do such a bad job going like,
yeah.
in theory, every year I'm like, all right, the end of every month, I'm going to edit like that month's clips. It'll take 5 minutes, like whatever, super easy. And I do it for January and then I don't do it again for the entire rest of the year. So here we are, you know, mid-December and ask me how
does
that's
it come out
go.
January 1?
Mm-hmm. So like
keep an eye
out. So I finish Vlogmas and then I like enjoy Christmas and then my last couple days of the year are literally nonstop just like sorting through footage to find like a clip for every single day.
OMG.
But it's fun. I love it though. That's always my favorite video of the entire year.
Same.
Like back in the day, like my first one a couple years ago got like 1.5 million views. Like it was
wow.
crazy. And that's how still like so many people tell me that like they
why
found
do
my
you
channel
think
that way.
One did so well?
Algorithmically, I think because people like kind of watched the whole thing and so then that looks really good for like their stats and whatever and like pushing it to other people
yeah.
because YouTube's like
you're
oh
probably
people
right.
watched this video or like the whole video
yeah
But then even my one from last year, it still got like a few hundred thousand, but it was a lot lower because now there are a lot more of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool.
That's awesome. And then one last thing before we get into the polls, can you tell me like, if you, we talk about starter packs a lot.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about, like, just to describe you as a person, what is in your starter pack
form?
Yeah.
Well, Taylor, you actually, Taylor pretty much made my starter pack, so she's going to have to remind me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were having a sleepover one night with a bunch of us, and I started, I don't know how, but
it was like me, Danielle, you,
Kenzie. Yeah, that was
before. That was so funny.
And it, we just started listing off things that would go in everyone's starter pack that, like, really define them. So mine, I'm pretty sure Catch was in mine.
Yeah, it was.
But
Catch.
Grease. You put Grease.
I also put EF Ultimate Break.
Yeah. Well, that's like with
that, yeah.
Hand in hand with that.
Maybe like leather jacket or something, or like blazer.
Yeah. Or like black. I don't know. Blazers. Blazers.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. Of course. How have I forgotten her?
Demi Lovato.
I'm sorry, Demi.
Blazers.
I think that was kind of it.
Yeah. I feel like that describes
Taylor,
you as a person.
Yours? Like red lips.
Mine was red lips, pulls,
PJ set,
jammies. No, not PJ set.
Oh, my bad.
Jammies.
Okay.
There was something else that like screamed me. I forget. But those three are definitely me. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure. Why'd you come up with these pulls?
Well, Taylor's kind of covered everything as it is. So I was like, I don't
know.
Do you struggle with that? Like, do you have issues thinking of like new pulls? Because I feel
I used to be, okay, here's the thing. I used to make polls. I'd try and come up with very different topics. So I do a whole spurt of polls that were just sports. And then I do a whole spurt of polls that were just strictly fast food and just food or whatever. And I would also do the pictures a lot. That's what I used to do.
Yeah.
But then when I started doing dating ones, people just went wahoo about that. I mean, people started DMing. Like, that's when DMs started.
You get crazy stories, too.
I get crazy stories.
Like, the, like, sugar daddy stuff?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. I cannot. If you know a sugar baby or a sugar daddy
Taylor
or a sugar
is
mommy.
On the lookout.
Please let me know. I actually found a sugar baby.
Really?
Yeah, I did. For real. I can't make this up. And I know her.
Oh, my.
Like, I actually know her.
And she owned up?
Yeah. She's like, and I was an escort. I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm really pumped.
Oh,
I'm really pumped.
My gosh.
So I think I'm going to for sure interview her, but I would be down to do a sugar baby series or sugar daddy series, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so once I got into the dating and then that it became like juicy, you know?
Yeah.
That's what really got people excited. And I think that a lot of my friends especially would be like, what did people vote on this? Or what did my crush vote on this? And I was like, oh
my
gosh. I know.
You like have all the insight.
People yeah. Sure yeah. What's really interesting is when I'm like, are you happy in your relationship? And people that are in a relationship that I know are like, no.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, do you feel so powerful?
Kind of.
You know
I do,
so much.
But now.
That's like bold of people to.
It is. It was more honestly exciting when like I was really curious what certain people would vote, but now it's just like hard to sort through.
Yeah. Instagram needs to hop on.
You
need to see your the same way with stories. Although
exactly.
Stories are a little better though, but like you need to have like the people you follow.
I want a search bar so I can search like what my crush votes.
You need to chat it up with Insta.
Yeah, I may have to like tweet them or something. Yeah, those dating ones started to do well. And then when I noticed that, like, polls in general were doing well is when I would just be somewhere random and people were like, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with voting on your polls. And I was like, really? Like,
yeah,
you know?
I love it.
People that I don't really – aren't really my friends were telling me. And I was like, okay, they're not just saying that to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So – but, yeah, the dating ones I feel like I'm constantly coming up with because, like, my friends have a problem or something. And then
like
they naturally do. But this was so fun for me because it was a break from dating. And it was, like, a topic I've never really dived
into. Yeah, well, I was just thinking – we were in San Francisco and I don't know how it came up, but well, we talked about me being on your podcast for so long, and
yes.
I was like trying to think, and like nothing was coming to mind about like a topic you haven't covered or like what like made sense with me to like do.
Yeah,
and I mean, I guess this isn't specific to me what we're doing today, talking about like 90s things and just childhood experiences, but we all went through this, and it's just like
it was so fun
to take like a little
it was so nostalgic.
Trip down memory lane. Yeah, so we're in San Francisco, and I don't know how it came up, but I made some comment about like when you were younger and you had to get permission to go to a friend's house, did you go to your mom or your dad first? And we just talked about that. And then you said, that's such a good poll question. And I was like, Taylor, we should do mine all about like childhood stuff and like whatever. So I feel like everyone just likes
everyone can
stuff
relate.
Like that
and, everyone can relate. And my demographic is totally like our age. Mm-hmm. So everyone can relate.
So much I forgot about.
I know.
Because I sent through some questions, but then Taylor posted all of these, like, choosing between, like, toys and, like, yeah, foods. And I was like, oh, my God.
It was super fun.
The snack ones.
I know. The snack really. Let's go ahead and get into it. Also, was this so cute?
Taylor, that was a great. She made the cutest little 90s graphic.
Look at the thing. To kick off the polls. Teal.
What is that?
That's from a cup.
Yes. You guys know that, like, blue, that turquoise and purple little squiggly that, like, was on a paper cup and now them became cool for a while?
Yeah. You know whose profile picture that is? Is the F. Jerry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But Taylor made a cute little, like, collage with that as the background and then, like, pics of me, but then, like, MTV and, like, Britney Spears. And, like, a Razor cell phone, which, can we talk about that? We should have asked a question about, like, what was your first cell phone?
Oh, I think you asked that. I'm gonna put it right now.
My first one was the Motorola Razor, silver one, baby. Can we talk about texting on those? Also.
Wow. I can't believe. I wonder how many, like, minutes I spent trying to get to
the third letter.
Yeah.
Or heaven forbid, the fourth.
What?
Letter. Heaven forbid you need a Z.
I know.
But.
That's horrible.
I hit that, and then I got the purple LG Scoop, which was so fun. The one that you just, like, slid out the keyboard. Would be like you whipped out your pocket and, like, slide it up all dramatically, wow, super fast, and then you, like, type away.
Oh my God, I have a good story. So I started off with a Crazer.
Oh, I'm familiar with the Crazer. My parents had that. Yeah. When I had the Razor, but it was too fancy for me to have. So
Wasn't the Crazer, like, the skinny version of the Razor?
The Crazer. Yeah.
That's what I had.
But it was kind of touchscreen or something, wasn't it? Was it not? It had a bigger screen.
I don't know, but it was skinnier than the Razor. Mm. And that was the first, like, flip phone I had. And Morgan, I kid you not, I was a psycho child. I wanted the LG Voyager so bad. Do you know what phone that is? It's basically, it was touchscreen on the front, which wasn't a thing. Like, touchscreen was not.
Leave it to Taylor to want something, like,
yeah,
bougier.
I wanted the touchscreen so bad. And I also wanted the full keyboard. So it added the touchscreen on top and then it flipped open to a full keyboard.
Wow.
Which was incredible. I mean, it literally was the size of a brick.
Mm-hmm.
But I was willing to pay for it. Ooh. I had the money for it.
With what?
I wanted.
How did you have money? What was your allowance?
Oh, I made money, like, weird ways when I was younger. Lemonade stands. Like, I saved up.
Yeah.
And I was just really good at, like, saving birthday money and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, from grandparents or whatever.
Oh my gosh, on that note and on the childhood note, my first, like, big purchase, I remember this to this day, me and my sister Madison both did it, was a, like, motor scooter. You know, one of those things?
Yes.
Where, like, it had the electric, you charge it up and then you're like, whatever.
What color did you have?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. It was a very generic, like, I don't think there were options.
That's so funny that,
like, black and
we wanted those because now we have birds and, like, limes.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, but I remember it was $160 and my parents bought it and we, like, paid what we had. And I remember we had this, like, sheet of, like, 8x11, whatever, computer paper where I wrote down, like, we would deduct, like, every month's allowance or every week's allowance, like, until I don't know how long it took me to pay that off.
So
I just remember
cute.
There was this sheet of paper that, like, had all of, like, the math written out. Whenever I, like, made a payment on my motor scooter.
That's so cute. Basically, what I did to get this LG Voyager, I made flyers.
Like, donations?
No. I printed off, like, I made them on probably Word with Word Art. And I had a photo of the LG Voyager. And I, like, printed off a bunch of copies and hung them up around my house.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, LG Voyager, like, willing to pay, like, please. Please help. Like,
aww.
And basically, I mean, it worked. A girl goes after what she wants. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Taylor, that's great.
But then I think after that, I had, I don't know. That's when I got the first iPhone. I don't know if I had a phone after that.
I remember, like, I was an iPod girl back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The hot pink nano second generation.
Oh, wow.
Then I got the, like, shorter square, like, mint green third generation.
Oh, wow.
Then I went to the Touch. And then it wasn't until after that that I even got an iPhone.
iPod Touch, big deal.
Do you remember texting limits?
Oh.
Or did you have unlimited?
Oh, no, I did not have unlimited. Yeah, I got in trouble.
I would go over so often. Like, do you remember having to text your friends and say, like, hey, I'm almost out of text.
I'm almost
out of text. Don't text me. Like, bringing new meaning to don't text, you know?
That is so, yeah. I forgot about that.
I know.
That's like data now for some people. Now I have, I think, unlimited, but
I don't. I just pretend that I do.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. We just family.
I'm constantly pretty sure I'm the one paying the overage, but yeah,
that is so funny. Okay, well, anyway, let's get into the polls.
Yeah.
So we have. Okay, first question. When you needed permission to go to a friend's house when you were little, who did you first ask? Your mom and or your dad?
I actually, so ironically, for this to have been my question, I had a really hard time remembering because, like, that was so long ago, like elementary school. Yeah. I don't really remember. I feel like usually, even more like middle school, I feel like is when I would be asking a lot, but I would always go to my mom.
Yeah, for sure. Mom was like way easier to convince.
Even though it was usually like, she was usually a yes, but then I feel like it was often ask your dad too. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
And then, okay, question. Were you like a devil child and you went like, mom said I can go here, but she wants to ask you? Or did you like straight up ask your dad innocently?
I don't remember. I feel like I would definitely, like if I got a no from either one, I'd be like, mom said I could, or like dad said I could. So that's why you go to the easier parent first.
For
like
sure.
At the end of the day, I feel I usually had to get
I remember both. Scheming with my friends because we wanted to do like double sleepovers and we would like scheme when the right time was to ask. Mm-hmm. And we would also scheme, like it helped a lot if one mom was on board. So if like, you know, my best friend Annie. So if like Annie's mom was on board, I could be like, hey, Annie's mom said I could sleep over. And then the other mom feels obligated to let their kid, you know?
So true.
Another thing that was big for me was that it was like a big deal if we had church in the morning and like I had to still go to church if I slept over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Anyway, 82% said mom. Mm. I guess moms are just easier.
Yeah.
My dad was always like, ask your mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay.
Okay, 82% said mom, 18% said dad. Did your parents spank you when you got into trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I remember. Oh my gosh. I would get in trouble so often, but like, I don't even know what it was about. Probably being mean to my sisters or like breaking something. I don't know. But I remember, and it was like the worst when like later elementary school would it be like, well no not even later
really
I don't remember what age I stopped getting spanked. I don't think it was still late.
I don't remember it vividly, but I do remember getting spanked.
I have vivid memories because the worst was when you started getting sent to your room and you knew it was coming. Like it was like you go to your room and like you knew like one of my parents was gonna be in there in a couple minutes to spank me. Like it wasn't just like we're doing it on the spot. It was like go to your room and like wait on it. So but it worked out to my
advantage
because listen to smart like kindergarten Morgan was I would go to my room and like the speed of light, like take off my pants, put on like 7 pairs of underwear and then put my pants back on so that
serious?
It was padded.
You're
No. So that I wouldn't So that I wouldn't even feel it as much. And then I'd sit there and I remember, like Taylor, I was so young during this and I would literally like
my jaw
fake
is
cry.
Dropped.
I would fake cry. I would pretend it hurt so badly because if it didn't, then they'd be like suspicious. So I would act and like really like out strategize my parents. Isn't that funny?
Oh my god, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
That is genius. Yeah, my parents make me not that much, and also I was not that smart to put on 8 layers of underwear.
I mean, that tells you something about how often I got spanked.
Did you have the underwear?
Oh, not that.
Yeah, no kidding.
That bad of a concern.
No kidding. Did you have the underwear that like said the days
of the
week?
Oh yeah. Did I have it? I had so many sets of that.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret really needs to hop on that.
They would honestly make so much money.
Oh, I know. They did like a 90s collection.
Taylor.
I know. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
TK's Juicy Panties.
Oh my god, no. We're moving on from that.
Okay. 52% said yes, their parents spanked them. 48% said no. That's like almost 50-50.
I feel like that's interesting because I feel like, and there's, I think the next question is actually about this, but about, I feel like a lot of people our age like don't want to spank their children now, but I expected it to be more than half for like our parents because I feel like most people, like most of my friends got spanked. I don't know. Maybe it has to do with geography, but
yeah,
I expected a higher yes percentage.
I feel like that's definitely a Midwest down south. I can I can see like people in California being like,
oh, I'm sure. Yeah, very true. All your West Coasters said no.
Yeah. Did you ever run away?
I did not.
I tried to once.
Really?
But, like, I just went outside and I tried. Wait, and why? Then I just waited for one of my parents to, like, try and come get me.
Why did you run away?
Or I forget.
Why did you go outside?
I don't remember. I just remember I was so mad and I like tried to like run up my driveway and then I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna work out.
That's really funny.
21%.
Snuck out. Not like, okay, but again, not like out and off my property, but just outside. I would sneak out.
Wait, so like what?
I don't. So it was only with my grandma. We had a specific grandma who, when she babysat, we just loved to like, you know, mess with her. So one of my sister's rooms was at the very front of the house, and so we would open her window. It was like was beside our porch, kind of.
Yeah.
And so we would get out and like go out the window, ring the doorbell, then run back.
Are
in
you
the
serious?
House
that's so hilarious.
That she, so does that count as sneaking out? But
that's like ding dong ditching your own house.
Yeah. Which is scary if you think about it. Like yeah. If I were home alone babysitting children and someone was ringing the doorbell and no one was there, are you kidding? I would be
that's
alarmed.
So funny.
We also used to call 911 from her house and then like heavy breathe on the phone and hang up so that they'd think like something was. It was freaking weird. I don't know what was wrong with us. It was me and my sister.
Oh my god.
I don't know if she knows that.
So you never ran away?
No.
Only 21% said yes.
I feel like that's normal. Do we know any runawayers?
It's still almost 400 people.
Dang. 400 runaway children.
If you had siblings, did you beat them up or did they beat you up?
It was a lot of mutual, but heavy on the me beat them up. I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I had a little brother.
You were older, right? We're both the oldest, so.
Oh, I used to beat the crap out of my brother. He used to watch WWE, and I would, like, see it in the background, and I would do WWE moves on him.
I'm not surprised. Aw, Philip.
Philip. Oh, yeah. Morgan and Philip love each other.
I love her brother.
He loves Morgan.
He's so cute.
58% said, I won.
Yeah. So. My sisters definitely, though, like, they would, I mean.
Now my brother would beat the crap out of me.
We don't really fight anymore like that, but, yeah, it was definitely, like, a mutual thing, but I taught them everything they know.
I know, right? Yeah, it was bad. Were you a good student / did teachers like you growing up?
Yes, I was always, like, throughout high school, the teacher's pet.
Yeah, I was great at sucking up to teachers.
Yeah.
And I did my work. Like, I was a good student. I don't like breaking rules, so I was a good rule follower.
I feel like I only got in trouble, well, twice in elementary school. Did you ever get, like, sent to the principal? Because I actually did, which is shocking, but it was for a misunderstanding, and I stand by this to this
I've
day.
I've never been sent to the principal's office.
No.
Why? What happened?
Someone, and I, whatever, there was this girl in my class. We were, like, semi-friends. Like, I don't know what the third grade drama was. This was third or fourth. Yeah, it was third grade, fourth grade. Anyways. And someone that, like, didn't like me told a teacher that I said I was going to kill this girl. Which, again, it's a third grade threat. Like, come on. I mean,
yeah.
If it were today's day and age, it'd be a little different.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
Back then, like, but so I remember I find myself in the guidance counselor's office and she's like, do you want to apologize for anything? And I was like, could you let me know what I'm supposed to be apologizing for? Like, I am very clueless right now. And then finally she said like what it was. And I remember I was like, I didn't say this, like whatever, but they just wouldn't believe me. And I'm like, hello, you have a straight A good student here and you're not going to believe me over like this rando. But
yeah.
Anyways, it's fine. So I ended up literally just
like smelling jealousy.
I ended up like just I'm pretty sure I just said I did it and like went and apologized just so
what?
I could be done. Literally, Taylor, you want to know why? This is what a student I was. My class was about to be do you remember like auditioning, if you will, for the spelling bee? Like
yeah,
how you do
yeah,
it in your class
yeah,
first and you'd go around and like have your
yeah,
little class spelling bee and then the winner would go to like the school one.
Yeah.
So we were doing that day and I did not want to miss that spelling bee tryout.
Yeah.
So I literally just owned up to something I didn't do so that I could leave, and guess who won the spelling bee?
You?
Yeah.
Are you
like the whole school.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, wait.
Of course you did, because you have amazing vocabulary.
Wait. I think that was the next year. Regardless, though, I was a spelling bee gal. So, like, that was enough to get me to lie and, like, accept guilt that wasn't mine. But that was my one.
That's so funny.
Run in with the.
You're like Akilah and the Bee.
Yeah.
Do you know that movie?
Yeah.
Morgan and the Bee.
Morgan and the Bee. It doesn't sound as good.
So funny. 93% said yes, they were good students. So.
Yeah. I feel like
majority of people are.
Yeah.
There's always a troublemaker too, though.
I went to school with some.
Yeah.
Just remember those people more. But.
Did you have a boyfriend / girlfriend in elementary school?
I did not, but I had some like crushes that I was very like open about.
Yeah, I did not either, but I definitely had a crush. Shout out. He was actually on this podcast like a long time ago. His name's Sam Karcher. Shout out, Sam.
I still remember my crush from my every second year. Grade it's crush. Funny because it was like I had one. Yeah, yeah. Like you identified like my kindergarten crush.
Yes.
My first grade crush. There was always like that one like cute boy in your class and like that was your crush. But I always let him know like forever. All throughout elementary school.
Oh, really?
I don't remember if I had a fifth grade crush.
Did you, like, write a note, leave it in the locker? Like, how did you make your move?
I remember being really bold in kindergarten. My class was 7 people because I went to, like, my church kindergarten before I went to public school. And we were 7 people in the class, and there was this guy named Josiah that I liked. And, such a church name.
Yeah.
I think he's married now. And I remember... My friend Ashton, my best friend in the class, also liked Josiah. So he would be switching back and forth with which one of us he liked.
Oh, what a tease.
And we would talk about getting married. Yeah. And so I remember specifically asking him, well, can't we all, like, you could marry me for a month and then we could get divorced and then you could marry her for a month.
Oh.
And then you could get, I just thought a trade could work.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be nice, a trade. It's like the NFL, like trading in the draft. Okay, I did not have a boyfriend in elementary.
Yeah.
That just never went through for me. I was shocked by the result of this, though, because a lot of my friends had boyfriends in elementary, and 30% said yes, but 70% said no, they never did.
Interesting.
Wouldn't you expect more people?
Yeah, but, like, when I think back, I don't remember any of us, quote, dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were for sure. It was like the 5-day streak of like someone really liked someone.
And uh-huh. Like, I also feel like in elementary school, there's only like 3 hot guys out of the course of elementary. Yes. So
that's
like,
why my second, fourth, and fifth grade crush were the same guy.
Yeah, it's like which one are we all gonna have a crush on this year? You know what I mean?
I've tried to find him on social media. I can't find him. Leighton, if you're out there,
let us know.
I know.
Do you wish social media would have been around when you were a child?
Absolutely not. And anyone who voted yes to this is a psycho.
No. Oh my God, no. I can't. I am already like smelling the regrets.
Yeah. Well, A, that. B, like, I mean, I got social media in like, I don't even know, like 8th grade or something. I didn't get Instagram till 10th or 11th, but I got a Facebook that I wasn't allowed to have like a couple years before. But that alone, just the stupid stuff I posted on that, I can't imagine. Like I have cousins and stuff who have Instagram and who have messaged me like asking for a shout out for their Musical.ly, and like cousins I don't even talk to, and they're in elementary school and they have Instagram, and I'm like, A, the whole like, of course, stuff you can see on there, B, regretful things you can post, C, just like as much insecurity that Instagram generates and hate comments and stuff like that as it is, I cannot imagine receiving that during a like the developmental like process. You know what I mean?
I just can't imagine seeing all the like inappropriate stuff when I was that young.
Yeah, that too.
92% said no, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Did your parents make you learn how to play an instrument when you were younger?
Yes.
What instrument?
The piano.
Same.
I feel like that was such a like
classic.
The piano.
Yeah.
But how long did you have to stick with it? Because a lot of people had to take it for like a year or two.
So
I was in it for the long haul.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, there's nothing more I hated than my piano lessons and my teacher. No offense.
Oh, I loved my teacher, but
mine was so mean, and she knew and even if I did practice, she was so rude about it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she was horrible. I like cried like 3 or 4 times at the lesson.
That's what was it about dance class when I was like 4.
So anyway, the only reason I had to stick it out was because my mom promised me that if I did piano for a year, I could get my ears pierced.
Aww.
And so I did it, and then I got my ears pierced, and I was like, peace out, lady.
Oh, I took it from probably like kindergarten, first grade, whenever I started through like middle school. I want to say it was through like 7th, 8th grade, maybe. It was a long time. Ask me if I can read music. No. I would always like just, I mean, I can, it'll take me a second. I could do it. But like, I still have to, like, sit here and, like, count up them, like, F-A-C-E, like, whatever, to figure out the notes. Because I always would just, like, even in elementary school, like, figure out the song slowly and then just remember it. So, yeah. Like, that's how I always was. It was just, like, a memory thing.
Yeah. I wish that I would have liked my instructor because I feel like it's so cool to be able to play the piano.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, not having it. As soon as my recital was over, I was, like, gotta go.
I for sure would want my kids to play instruments, though.
Really? Yeah. What instruments?
Well, piano, even, like, I feel like the useful ones when you get older are, like, guitar, piano, like, whatever. I think drums are so cool. And I remember, so then I started taking guitar lessons.
Gosh, I can see that.
So I took guitar for, like, a minute. But I wanted to play the drums, and my parents wouldn't let me, because, of course, they don't want to hear a drum set at home.
Yeah.
But I think that would have been so cool. But I think the cello is cool.
See, I never really had any interest in music at all. My interest was all in sports.
Really?
Yeah. I was, like, big into gymnastics.
I was more of, like, an art/music gal.
Yeah. 48% said yes. So I feel like it's almost like 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay. These are funny. I said, send me funny music lesson related stories you have.
Oh, yes.
You are not ready.
Let's hear it.
My violin teacher fired me as a student because she said I was unteachable since I wouldn't practice.
You can get fired as a student?
I guess
if you're just sitting here having to teach them the same thing over and over again, but, like, money's money, you know?
My cousin and I would punch each other in the stomach and told our parents our stomach hurt so we could skip.
You know, you could just lie. You don't have to physically inflict that harm upon you and your sibling. That's funny.
I once quit playing piano as a kid because my piano teacher's breath smelled so bad. Ew, I could see that.
My teacher was so sweet. I loved her. Well, my, like, one in elementary school, and then we moved cities, and then I'm pretty sure I bounced around to some different ones who I didn't like as much, but...
Okay, so this is Lutal who sent it in, and she was on a previous podcast, so go listen to that. But she said, my piano teacher called me Lita. Her name's Lital. Called me Lita, and I was embarrassed to tell her it wasn't my name. In the pamphlet of the recital, she wrote Lita in it. I took piano for 6 years.
And she never told her.
She never got her name. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. This is what a guy said. He said, erection during my piano lesson in high school for no reason, just hormones. Hard to hide.
Oh, yeah, that would be hard to hide. What? Piano lesson? Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. If you traded food at lunch, did you have quality junk food or healthy gross food?
Oh, quality junk food.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What were, like, your number one snacks?
We would get, like, those huge packs of, like, chip bags, you know, like the variety.
Oh, yeah. So, like Sun Chips.
Our lunches were, you would, like, toss in one of those, like, whatever, like a Doritos. We would have, like, dessert. Like, we were not healthy. We were not healthy kids at all.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
oh, my mom was the opposite.
Oh, I'm sure. I fully see that.
I had, like, whole wheat, whole grain bread, first of all. I, like, got excited about white bread. And then I had my, like, snack was carrots.
Oh, no. Do you think I would have eaten it? Like, no. There was no getting us to eat a carrot.
I finesse, though, in the lunchroom. Like, I would trade my carrots for Gushers.
Who wanted that?
Dude, I don't know. I'm just good at finessing.
Questionable children. But, yeah, I would do trades, but, like, only for, like, equally good junk food.
Like, it was literally the sweetest or, like, coolest thing I had was, like, a Go-Gurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
or the yogurts
sometimes.
Or the yogurts with, like, the M&Ms that you could put in them.
What are the Trix yogurts?
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
See, I never had those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to a friend's,
we were getting no nutrients.
When I went to my friend Annie's house, I was eating Little Bites, Gushers, and my cereal in the morning was a suicide of all the cereals. Like, Cocoa Puffs, Lucky Charms, and Fruit Loops in one bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
I went hard.
What you gotta do, yeah.
Yeah, I went really hard.
Gotta make up for all the other times.
65% said they had junk food.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that. I feel like a lot of my friends had a lot of junk food. Or did you have, like, Capri Suns?
Yeah.
Or, like, Kool-Aid? See, I didn't have that.
See, we had it all.
I had water.
Oh.
Or milk.
Rough.
Which was cooler birthday party location, bowling alley or roller skating?
Okay, well, A, both. So that was hard. But I feel like my most fun, memorable birthday parties were roller skating, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Roller skating was lit. 56% said roller skating, which I agree with.
Yeah.
In elementary school, did you buy or pack your lunch?
Pack.
Pack.
It was like a treat when I could buy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I would like beg my mom to like buy the like pizza day, even though it was disgusting. I don't know. I just wanted it that badly.
Ew, I didn't. I despised buying. I was like, this is nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Our middle school, though, was catered. Like, it wasn't like a cafeteria stuff. We had a different, like, restaurant every day.
What? What, middle school, what was it? Like, Catch?
God, I wish. One day we had Chick-fil-A. That was, like, the hype day. That
Are
was,
you kidding me?
That was the only day I'd buy because we weren't allowed to buy every day. We would pack every day. But, like, we had, like, Jersey Mike's and, like...
What?
Some, like... I don't know. It, again, it wasn't, like... I can't remember all of them, but, like, they weren't generally healthy overall. So it's for the best that I packed. And then I was packing healthy food.
Oh, gotcha. 68% said pack. 32% said buy. Cooler birthday party location, laser tag or public pool party?
Laser tag.
Laser tag was so lit. I hate public pools.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
I never had a public pool party.
Like, there's this one place called Bryan Park in my hometown. Uh-huh. And they had these, like, slides. And sometimes for birthday parties, like, people would rent it out and you could, like, go on the slides as many times as you wanted, which is, like, a big deal, but it was disgusting because I know there's a bunch of unattached hair in the pool.
Ew.
I hate unattached
hair. That's such a random, unattached
hair. That's, like, my big fear. Like, ugh, I can't even think about it. We have to move on. Well, yeah,
there's got
to
be a lot in there.
57% said laser tag.
I never had my own laser tag party, but my sister had one and it was hype.
I feel like a lot of people had it. I was happy to go every time.
Oh, yeah.
I said, send me the most lit birthday party locations when you were little. People are saying ice skating rink, gymnastics gym. That's good.
Oh my gosh, gymnastics gym. Those are my favorite. I for sure had some of those.
Oh yeah. Chuck E. Cheese. So many Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh my gosh. How have I forgotten?
So many Libby Lou's.
What is that?
You don't know what Libby Lou is? It's basically like dry bar for like you as a little kid.
What?
Yes.
Probably for the best. I didn't know about that.
And you go and you can get like glitter in your hair and like crowns and all that crap. Libby Lou's, Build-A-Bear, American Girl Doll.
Girl Doll. We got some bougie kids. Growing up in elementary school, I lived literally 2 minutes away from the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro.
Oh, so yeah. You told me about this.
Everyone had a zoo birthday party. Like, I had one. Everyone had a zoo birthday party.
People are saying mini golfing, snow tubing. Wow.
Whoa.
Go-karts, batting cages.
Oh, go-karts.
Rock climbing. That was a big one, too.
Oh, we didn't have that.
McDonald's, Cold Stone, amusement park, trampoline park. I feel like trampoline parks are
big. Anyone who has their birthday party at an amusement park is rich. Like,
yeah.
Trying to get... Because we had to invite, like, our class. Didn't you have to invite your class? Or maybe we didn't.
No, I had one.
I feel like one of my sisters was when... Like, between me and a sister is when they changed the rules at our school to where you had to, like, invite your whole class.
Oh my gosh, this is such a big one. Someone said a pottery place.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, Latest Glaze.
This place, oh man, I forget what it was called, but I did this 2 years in a row. I remember I was wearing a Lizzie McGuire sweatshirt for my...
Wow, yeah. Wow, I wish I had a Lizzie McGuire sweatshirt right now.
Me and my sisters were all matching.
My house turned into a carnival. We had a horse cum, clowns, and carnival games. And bounce house.
Okay, that's next.
Wow.
Level.
Dairy Queen. Yeah. Zipline place.
What I would do for a blizzard.
What? Oh. Oh.
Cookie dough blizzard right now.
Oh my God. If you want to date me, just take me to Dairy Queen.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, these are the ones that I added. They were the word art. The first one was the orange and yellow, like, block print. Or the blue and navy blue.
Is that
like,
the wavy?
Squiggly, like, underwater. Did you choose wavy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't even think I voted
in
this.
But I would always do the rainbow one. There was, like, one that was
the rainbow?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't find that on the app I was using. I would definitely choose rainbow, but in this one, I think I'd choose the top. Even though I'm more of a blue person. 53% said top. It's basically 50-50. Gushers or fruit by the foot?
Gushers.
Oh, gushers.
For sure. I mean,
for sure.
Both go off, but
yeah.
Gushers.
Yeah. Gushers. Oh, wow. And I feel like they have different flavors. It's just a better, you get more for your money.
Yeah.
You know? 62% said gushers. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay. These, I don't even know how to explain it.
Those little.
Basically.
The jelly things that you hold in your hand and they like slide. You
know
what
I mean? It looks
like
a kind of like a, it's like the size of a toilet paper roll. But the cardboard part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like the size of that. And it's
the
like a jelly.
Plastic things. They have like glitter,
and like
colors.
Little, like fish toys or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they just, like, slide between your
hands. They basically fall out of your hands.
Yeah. So we had to choose
versus
that and the little,
like, sticky hand things.
That you, like, throw and they like,
you, like,
stick
it has,
to stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I voted for the top, the jelly one. The little
The top is winning 56%, which I thought it would beat the sticky hands
by a lot.
Whatever.
Sticky hands get gross.
I know. They get hair.
You can only smack that on so many things before they're,
unattached
like, dirty
hair.
And not even
unattached hair. It's disgusting. Okay, Barbie versus Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket.
For sure.
100%.
Someone DM'd me and goes, I can smell the Polly Pocket.
Dude, they smelled good.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Slash, have you seen those tweets about, like, chewing on them?
Yes.
Stuff? I so did that.
Yeah, I chewed on them.
It was fun, you know, teething. I loved Polly Pocket.
Yo-Yo or Bop It?
Oh, wait, but did you have a dollhouse?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's like a third category. I was really into dollhouse above everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a Barbie that could swim, and I'd bring her in the bath. It was lit.
That's hype.
Yeah.
I'd bring mine in the bath. I don't think she could swim.
But then I cut her hair, and she looked really psycho.
That's funny.
Yo-Yo or Bop It?
I put Yo-Yo because I don't think I owned a Bop It, but Bop It was definitely, like, the cooler of the options.
Oh, Bop It, for sure. By the way, you know in Ariana Grande's Sweetener, have you ever heard of it,
no.
Her song? It's like... Get it, get it, get it, get it, hit it, hit it, hit it, flip it, flip it.
Oh, it's like Bop It.
Make me say, oh. And it's literally just like Bop It. Like, Bop It, flip it, twist it.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, I didn't have that, but I was a good yo-yoer.
67%.
Skip it? Do you remember that?
Yes.
The thing you put on your ankle?
That's what I tried to do against this, but I couldn't find a skip it to put in that.
Really? Yeah.
On the app that I was using.
The thing you, like, put around your ankle and it, like, counted how many, like, rounds you did.
That was
the best.
Yeah. How did you like this one?
Oh, which gives you more anxiety. I put Operation, because, again, I don't think I had the other one, but I've totally played it.
So the question was, which gives you more anxiety? It's like that crocodile game where you, like, hit the teeth, and once you hit one of, like, one tooth, it, like, bites you. Or versus Operation, which is that game where it's, like, a person sitting there, and if you, like, buzz the metal part, it, like, zaps you. I'd say Operation, too. Like, it did stress me out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I loved that, though.
81% said Operation. What makes you more emo, Easy Bake or Blockbuster?
Oh, Easy Bake. Although I definitely, like, I have so many memories of going to Blockbuster. Like, even in, like, middle school and high school where we'd go to, like, rent a movie, like,
for
our
sure.
parents would take us and we'd walk in to, like, rent whatever DVD and, like, come back out. That made me emo, but Easy Bake coming.
I voted Blockbuster, but it was hard.
Yeah.
51% said Blockbuster, so that means it's a good poll. Dunkaroo versus the white and pink, like, cookies, icing cookies.
The white and pink cookies.
Yeah, same.
So good. They're just, like, a glam
77%
up, like,
said white and pink. Trix versus Go-Gurt.
I think Go-Gurt.
I put
it's
Go-Gurt too. It's so good.
And
when
if you
put
freeze
it in the-
it.
Oh,
Taylor.
You're just saying if you put it in the freezer. 58% said Go-Gurt. Lunchables or Kid Cuisine?
Lunchables.
Yeah,
what
same.
It is Kid Cuisine. I did not ever own that.
The chicken nuggets were booty. So bad. Lunchables, for sure. 70% said Lunchables. Nacho Lunchables versus the pizza
this
Lunchables.
This was so hard because both, but I put nachos because I loved doing that.
Same.
It's kind of gross how it's cold, but you
it's
like...
It's grosser. The pizza's grosser cold, I think.
It's all... Like, none of it should be cold, but...
Yeah, true.
You know, I really liked the pepperoni pizza one, though, but it's disgusting. Like, the base of that
it's
is nasty.
The sauce was...
Everything about it's gross, but the
pizza
nachos.
Pizza one, 56%.
Really?
Yeah.
Those nachos slapped. They were good.
Those nachos did slap. And the Capri Sun and the Kit Kat. Like, wow.
Kit Kat.
Did your parents ever put soap in your mouth when you were in trouble?
I don't have any memory of that.
Yeah, mine for sure did. Like,
really?
Dish soap is disgusting.
I don't think mine did.
Yours were more spankers.
Oh, yeah.
28% said yes. I guess it wasn't as big of a thing. 72% said no. When it was more like when I said something, when I like talked back,
because
it was like in my mouth.
Yeah.
Were you the favorite child in your house?
I feel like growing up, it was hard to pinpoint a favorite, even like thinking back. But I would like to believe now I'm the favorite.
Really? Love that for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like my grandparents like me better.
Oh, really?
Depending. I don't know. I feel like
my grandparents like my brother better, probably.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone in my family is obsessed with my brother. Like, he's the golden child for sure.
Really?
Aww. Yeah, it's because, like, he, like, plays basketball, and, like, everyone in Indiana is obsessed with basketball, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. no, I don't know. There's for sure some faves, but who can say? I feel like everyone wants to.
And my brother does whatever, like, my parents say. Like, I'll talk back.
Oh, I feel like I've just gotten really agreeable over the past few years. I didn't used to be like that, but
yeah, I feel like my parents like me now.
How sad is that? Like, you, as a parent, you have to go through a lot of years of
not liking your child. No, I feel like they liked my brother and I. Okay, I feel like they like my brother like 52% and me like 48%. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, just a little bit more.
I feel you.
60% said yes, they were the favorite.
Wow. See, me and my sisters, it's like, there are three of us, so it's a 33-33, and I just like to believe I'm the 34.
Oh, you know? Gotcha. There is always a favorite child, true or false?
I don't know. Think about the kids I babysit, and there was one that was a clear not favorite, but then the other two was kind of a tie, so maybe not.
I think it kind of depends if there's like three girls or like three boys. Like, it's easier to differentiate because I have like a boy and a girl because so we're so different.
Yeah.
But I would, if I voted in this, I would say true. They're the favorite. 78% said true. What was the biggest thing you got in trouble for as a child? I haven't gone through these yet.
Oh, I already told that story.
Yeah, you did. Cutting my own hair. Oh, I did that. Not cleaning my room. Sticking my middle finger out to my mom. Sneaking food and candy. Lies. Underwear in my mouth. Because I have accident in my underwear. Ew!
That's gotta be it. Someone's trolling you. That cannot be real.
I had these Barbie walkie-talkies and I would attach a jump rope to listen to my parents' convos.
Oh my gosh.
Talk back, having an Instagram. Oh, that's funny. I stole 20 bucks from a girl in my class who bullied me, saying frick. Probably cussing. My mom would put soap in my mouth and then realize it didn't faze me, then turn to pepper, then hot sauce.
Oh my
gosh. She found out fast I like really hot sauce. Eating a jelly bean off the ground and lying about it.
Seems pretty minor.
Cutting my own hair.
I cut my sister's hair. I got in some trouble for that. And I hid it. I didn't even throw it away. I hid it behind the rocking chair.
My
sister's nursery.
Are you serious? Yeah. My friend goes, I stabbed my brother with a needle on the way to the bus stop. And then she put a dash and goes, he was overdramatic about it, though.
That's valid.
Oh, excuse me. As a parent, do you plan to spank your future kids?
Maybe.
29% said yes. I feel like it's not as big of a thing now. The people who were hot slash cool in middle school slash high school peaked. True or false?
I think true.
I think
in a lot of cases, not all cases, but like a lot of cases. Yeah.
I think voting true. Yeah. I said, send me babysitter horror stories. Oh my gosh. Not horror story, but my babysitter told me and my siblings that sweat was pee. Ex-boyfriend came. I had a babysitter that her boyfriend and his friends tried to come over once, and I was so scared. Imagine being a little girl and like all these old weird boys are like trying to come over. That's when boys had cooties too. Were you hot slash cool in middle school slash high school?
No.
I would say no too.
My middle school, gross. Literally.
Yeah, it was not cute.
That was during braces. And like high school. So I went from sixth grade having like a unibrow practically to like then over tweezing my eyebrows so hard.
I was not hot.
Such skinny brows. I put on, once I started wearing makeup, dear Lord, like I caked on like an inch of eyeliner like above and then like underneath I would line my waterline and my whatever. Literally so much eyeliner. It was disgusting.
76% said they were hot. Wow, yeah, we've got some confident people.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't remember looking around at my middle school class and thinking 76% of them are hot, but anyways.
No kidding.
I'll put it at a generous 25.
Literally. There was only like one or two people that were actually hot. Okay, people are saying about their cell phone, a Firefly. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Nokia 3310. BlackBerry.
Oh, fancy people. Okay.
Razer or a Sidekick, Fireplay, Samsung with a slide keyboard.
These are such funny names.
A Scoop. Envy. Oh my God, do you remember the Envy's?
Yeah, I do remember those. That was me. Like, but I remember that name.
BlackBerry Curve. Anyway, that is all.
That was such a trip. Memory lane.
I'm
like tired.
Yeah, I'm tired too. First of all, thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, Taylor.
That was so fun. We've been
talking about this for so long. Also. Yeah. Like, it's about freaking
It's about time. Where can people find you and follow you and, like, gas you up?
Taylor. You can find me on YouTube if you just search Morgan Yates, and then my vlog channel is called Morgan Yates Vlogs. And then on Instagram, my @ is just morgan.yates.
The dot.
Yeah, screw the dot.
Screw the dot.
I have different usernames on every platform because too many Morgan Yateses out there.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I know. Big Yates.
And population. Guys, my middle name's Morgan, so we have a special connection.
I know we do.
Yeah, go please follow her, gas her up. Slide into her DMs, comment and like on her videos, check out her second a day. Oh. I'm sure by the time this podcast is out, it's already up, so go watch yay. It. Okay. Hopefully I'm in it for a second.
Oh, Taylor, you're going to be in multiple
seconds. Okay, good. I'm good. I'm excited. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in the podcast app because it means so much.
Give Taylor a 5-star
review. Thank you. And be sure to follow me on Instagram. It's at @tayl0r_king so that you can vote in the polls, because without you guys, the polls are nothing. So make sure you vote and follow us both on Instagram and, you know, do all the above. You know the drill. Thanks so much for listening. Yay. Don't forget to make someone's day.
Thanks for
having
me, Taylor.
Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.